Next man up, 102.5, the game hour number 3 on your Tuesday morning. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. I am live at First Horizon Park. The Nashville Sounds have their home opener tonight against the Charlotte Knights, 6:35 p.m. first pitch, and you can listen in on the game or come out. It is a beautiful day here at the ballpark, and we are thrilled now to be joined by Assistant GM and Vice President of Operations, Doug Scopel. Doug, thanks for taking some time. You literally could not script a better day for baseball.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. Glad to be here, and you're right. This is gorgeous. I'll take this weather for all 75 days if we can get it this year.
100%, and it's an exciting season for this team. The Brewers, we had Jeff Hem on the show last week, and I thought he made a great point that the Brewers do a great job of threading the needle. They're competitive at the major league level, but they also have one of the best, if not the best, farm system in baseball. So there's a lot of talent that's going to be on the field for the Sounds this season.
Yeah, we've been blessed to be affiliated with the Brewers for a long time, and that's right. Them being a small market club, they really rely on the progress of their own homegrown talent up through the system.
Right.
And we're a huge beneficiary of that. If you know, anybody that's been a Sounds fan for the last decade knows they're pretty much Brewer fans now, because almost all the guys that are on those teams that have won 3 straight NL Central titles are Sounds. I think last year we had, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but I feel like 2/3 of their roster also played here at some
right.
point.
Right, and you got to see them go all the way to the NLCS and saw tons of Sounds participating in the WBC this year. So the guys you're seeing here at First Horizon Park, you're going to be seeing on TV very soon, including just saw Cooper Pratt, who is here on the team right now. He just signed an 8-year extension before he even steps foot on a big league field, which is really cool.
That's a really cool thing. The Brewers, again, small market, they've got to look at the way that they kind of manage their finances. They did the same thing with Jackson Churio
right.
a few years ago, and that's turned out to be a good start, and obviously they put a lot of value and Cooper. Our fans will be seeing him for the very first time tonight.
Right.
He's never been above AA until this year, so we're excited to see him. I've met him, chatted with him. Seems like a great guy, and look forward to seeing what he does on the ball field.
Well, and take advantage of it too, because I remember Jackson Churio. He was only here for about a week, and he was that good that he went up to the big leagues pretty quick. So take advantage of seeing these great players while they're here in Nashville. Again, we're talking with Doug Scopel from the Nashville Sounds for home opener tonight against the Charlotte Knights. And of course, when you talk about the Sounds, you have to start with Rick Sweet. One of the greatest managers of all time in the minor leagues. He is 92 wins away from the all-time record of managerial wins in the minor leagues. How special is it to get to work with him every day? Such a legend who it makes things easier for everybody, I'm sure, around here.
Yeah, I don't know in this world how many people could say they've got 50 years of service time, whatever their industry is.
Right.
And we're blessed to have that with Rick Sweet. Just a true pro, old school guy, does it the right way. Players like him, our staff loves working with him. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he's that close to setting a record that this game's been, minor league baseball's been around for 150 plus years.
Yeah.
It's insane to think that he very well could be that guy very soon. And we're just happy to be part of that journey.
And hoping he can get it this year. It's a lot of wins, but it's very possible. It's been done before. So rooting for Sweetie to get it done this season. And of course, you come out, you get to see great talent on the field, but there's so much more that goes into coming to a Sounds game. This place, it doesn't matter if you're on a date night or you're out with friends or you're bringing your family, there's always something for somebody here at First Horizon Park.
That's the beauty of what we get to do here at First Horizon Park, but also minor league baseball in general. It's 75 unique experiences that
yep.
if you come to 2 different games on the year, it's going to be 2 completely different things. Even if you come out on 2 different, like, fireworks nights, we program so many different things on every night that no matter what your background is or why you're here, whether you're here with the family or on a date or with your company, like, there's something for everybody in here. And a lot of people that come here the first time don't even see everything or get to do everything.
Right.
And that's, our staff takes a ton of pride in putting the research and dedication and planning into this. And, like, today's a great day for us because, like, we've all been sitting on all this fun for, like, 6 months since we've seen our fans, and now they get to come see what we've got to roll out for them for 2026.
And I was listening, Robbie had on a guest, Christopher Jones,
yep.
Came on and was talking about some of the out-of-the-box promotions that you guys do, which you talk about, it's minor league baseball, and you have to sometimes think away from the normal of, you know, dollar hot dog night and the stuff that everybody does. You guys have been very creative in the way that you've built these promotions.
Yeah, and Christopher and his team obviously are the ones behind driving all of that. And I think, you know, it's a good charge for us. We want to be a ballpark that's welcoming to everybody. And so we try to cater to all different pockets of potential fans here in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, wherever people are coming from, and make sure that, there's something for them here. And we've got a lot of people that do a lot of work on those things to make it all work and fun here.
Well, today, opening day, always a great day to come out to the park, but also fireworks after the game. Feels like there isn't a much better time to come out to First Horizon Park than today to get the season started.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what is it, almost 80 degrees today?
I think it's going to be in the 80s all day long.
Sun's out. I mean, it's truly the way to – we're not always blessed with this weather on opening day. I watch the weather, and this is, I think, only the third time in 13 years this ballpark's been around that we haven't had rain. So I'm knocking on wood and very blessed that this has happened today. But, yes, you're right, Jake. It's you know, we're starting the season with a bang. A lot of fun promotions this week, and just they just keep on coming. It's not like – we get them out of the way, and then it's a lull. I mean, it's always something out here.
Right, and it's great that the series are now week-long. So you it's nice and easy. Look at the schedule. All right, this week the Sounds are here. This week they're on the road. And each week it's nice that you have a specific theme for each day, whether it's the Tito's Tail Wagon Tuesdays and you bring the dogs out, or the Throwback Thursdays with throwback drink prices. Every single day has a different kind of twist on a reason to come to the ballpark.
It is. All that's on our website, nationalsounds.com, and on our social medias. I could reel them off, but we'd be here for an hour. But, it's a combination of giveaways and just all the things you just said. I mean, we cater to kids, to families. We have special groups that come out. We cater specific event nights around them, and that's part of the fun we get to do, and we love it.
Well, Doug, we appreciate you taking some time with us. Excited to start the home slate tonight against Sounds and Knights, 6:35 out here at First Horizon Park. And thanks again for having us out. It's a beautiful day. Come out and watch some baseball.
Yeah, glad to have you, and look forward to a great season here at the ballpark.
Doug Scopel from the Nashville Sounds joining us here live at First Horizon Park. We will react. We'll talk some baseball on the other side. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up. 1025 The Game.